Fucking bath salts, man.
If you're hearing our voices, it means it's time for Incest Meets Math podcast, where we watch the worst movies from trailer and credits, scene by scene, so you don't have to, but maybe you should. I'm Russ.
I'm Jared.
Yeah, bath salts, am I right?
Can't be enjoying them.
Let's go. Coffee, shots, and bath salts. So we're back. We're back with part two of our breakdown of Rattlesnake. 2019, supernatural thriller type of thing. Boring driving around Texas movie.
Unthrilling.
Where did we leave off? So we left off with daddy's dead. Old daddy dead died. And the opportunity to kill someone who's already dying. Great idea. I love where your head's at. Execution, really? Just not there. Literally, execution, just not there.
Oh, you're on fire today.
Words. So yeah, she screwed that up. So now we're in town.
Gotta find another soul.
Yeah, find another soul. So she's sitting in her car in town, just hanging out. She's looking around, checking out for different townspeople, the cook in the back, lazy people, stuff like this, you know? And then we get this kid who bikes by, and you're like, what the hell does that kid want? And
I've seen this in the trailer.
Oh yeah, it's the entire trailer. That's right. He comes over and he's like tapping his wrist and like, yo, clock is ticking, Katrina, let's go. And then he just starts smashing his head into the window. Boom, 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 boom.
Yep, hilarious.
Blood's going everywhere, and all of a sudden the last one he's like kaplooey and just blows the glass open, right? And she's like, what the f-? Pops the car.
Like, I don't think, would you do this? Like if someone was smashing their face on your passenger side window, would your first instinct be to open the door behind you? Like if you got your back up against the driver door, is your first instinct grab the handle and open it up?
No. My first instinct is when the first time someone comes up to my window and does the tap thing in the wrist is to start the car and drive away.
That's right. That's the correct response.
Do you A, get out of the car to have to face this person who just smashed your thing? B, do you just start the car and leave? C, do you just unplug the guy in the freaking hospital and this wouldn't be a problem?
It wouldn't have been a problem. Right.
C, obviously, but then C. B, and then you're good.
Yep.
So she hops out of the car and she's like squirreling her way into the middle of the road, not realizing how traffic works. And this truck almost squashes her head like a melon.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, lady, are you all right? I almost ended you, which is a weird way to phrase that.
Texas.
And this guy thinks that she's on bath salts. Must be, right? Because otherwise...
Why would you get out of your car like that and for no reason and crawl into the middle of the road? So
right, because the window is not smashed and that little boy isn't there. Because
she's seeing things. Or is she? Yep. So after a moment like that, I mean, where's the first place you go to?
The bar.
Yes.
beer me
please. And she's there and she is, let's go with shot time. There's no time like the present, right?
No, the solution to all of her problems so far are drink more coffee or alcohol. So
yes, I mean, when in doubt, right? Bath salts are next. So then she's in there, Jonas, she does a shot and the bartender goes, really, damn girl, just fills them, this one's on the house.
Because I can tell you've had a rough day.
This one's on the house.
Our next
plot
side
device.
Character.
Yeah.
Abby. Nosing on in.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty young lady comes in and her face is a little bruised up.
Roller derby, huh?
Roller derby. Fell down the stairs. Did you practice for MMA or did you? No. Not
convincing.
Not convincing one so bit. So she orders a beer. She's having a beer. And then... boyfriend shows up, jerk face boyfriend.
Jerk face McGee.
Is her roller derby coach or her, and he rolls in.
Doing the violence. Yeah.
He shows up and he's just a dick right off the bat. And he's like, why y'all be embarrassing me in front of everyone here, you know? And as he's like kind of being a total jerk, and then Susan, aka Katrina here, Katrina, is like, ooh, I got an idea. What if I kill someone who's bad?
Easy peasy. Seems like that would be one of your first thoughts.
A foreshadowed paying off, right? It's because she deserved it, right? Not
exactly.
Abby, I'm saying the little girl in the beginning of the movie was like, you know.
Exactly. Yep.
Throwing chalk at.
Hurt people, you know?
The bartender's like, hey, I can't have you two making this ruckus in here. Go on, get. It's a favorite line of ours, by the way. She literally says it. Go on, get. I was like, yeah.
Go on, get.
Go on, get. Take your French's Texas toast and get. Go on, get.
He does another one of my favorite lines from any movie. Well, Pulp Fiction, place is dead anyways.
He does a little stare down at Katrina there, but yeah, so he's like also telling him, he's like, apologize to customer, the fine customer over here, and all this sort of stuff. It's a whole thing. So bartender's like, get out of here, go on, get.
Yep.
Simmer.
And then bartender just does a little more exposition of like, only a matter of time before she ends up in the obituaries.
Yeah.
What?
What?
You should say something.
Yeah. See something, say something. It's literally
Right.
that's it. There's a phone number you think you can call. If you see something, say something. Like,
Yep, exactly.
let's call
But
911.
doesn't work that way.
Nah, who cares? Still people's problems, right?
Yep.
And so
We're on the
then
street, right? She sees the little boy that smashed his face under her car window. Our second Jared in his many movies,
Oh, that's
Jared the
right.
missing boy.
Yeah, Jared the missing boy. That's right. That's
Yep.
right. He's
Two
missing.
Jareds in a row.
Which, if there's still signs up that he's missing, he's probably dead.
Dead as hell.
Yeah,
Yep.
hate to break it to you. No milk carton for you. And so then she follows the dickhead boyfriend and the girlfriend back to
12
his.
Amorosa, their address,
Yeah,
apparently,
there we are. I guess if you're
which
gonna kill
she
someone, either
repeats to
make it
herself.
someone who's dying or make it a bad person. So, and this is the halfway point of the movie, pretty much,
Yep,
right?
just about. Yep. And
Gets a
she's
knife.
got
She's got
a
like a, it's like a
yeah she's in the
paring
trunk. Like,
knife.
yeah, it's not a knife that you'd murder people with
I mean, you
typically.
could, but I
Sure,
mean, it'd be
a little more
messy.
work.
Yeah, a little more
Yep.
work. Yeah.
And also she's got a they like zoom in on the bumper sticker that she's got a couple times where it's like, animals are friends, not food. Which
Yeah.
are like, oh, I guess that's just to illustrate that she's a coward. I don't know.
I know.
Not that vegetarians are in general. I think that's what the movie's trying to
I think
say.
it's the
That's not
movie's
me
trying to say
saying
that's not Jared saying that.
it. That's right.
Jared in real life or Jared the missing boy.
That's right.
So yeah, she tests the knife out on the flat tire she left in the road, which I guess she now picked up. And then she turns around and we have a priest hanging out in a church,
From the
which,
trailer.
yeah, from the trailer. He does little finger guns at her and then lights on fire and turns on and he just.
Which was confusing to me because I was like, how did this guy die? Like, just burned up, I guess.
Well, because remember the trailer, they didn't show this in the movie. Because in the trailer in the movie, they show the church burning. In this, they just have him light on fire in the church stairway, right? And that's it, I think.
Well, then they do show the church burning. That's the
Oh, they do.
transition shot.
Oh,
Yeah,
I must have
yeah.
blinked or fell asleep.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But like, they show it, but like, why? Like,
Just to be
don't include the
creepy.
priest.
Just to
Yeah,
be
like,
creepy. It's just to be creepy and just like, hey, you have to have another moment of like.
yeah, I hate it. I hate it so much.
So when you want to kill someone. You go to a gun shop, right?
Yep, been there.
Been there. So she's at the gun store, right? The gunsmith here in town, Earl's place. And
Earl.
Earl's like, yeah, he's ready. He's like got all these guns laid out. And here's your Glock over here, and here's your gun to do this thing. If you're doing this, here's a gun for that. And then
Yep.
she's
Just
like,
need to see your ID real quick.
uh-oh. And he's
Residents of
like,
Texas only.
yeah, right.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah.
Well, and then he's immediately like, well, you can't buy a gun here, but
I got a
I
guy.
know where you can. Yeah. Yeah. Because she's like, oh, my daughter and I were attacked on the road. And he's like,
Oh, that's
when did it get to be like this? Like, when's
right.
the world is such a terrible place? Where's your little one? In the hospital.
Are
Oh
you?
my God,
Oh
Jesus,
my
I'm sorry.
good Lord, are you? Good Lord, have mercy. Are you kidding
Go
me?
talk to Charlie.
I'm talking about buddy Charlie. Here's his number now. Let's just say it ain't
Cash only.
cash only, if you know what I mean. Okay, and don't tell him Earl. Yeah, tell him old Earl sent you. And
Then we
then
get our double down. We get the clock and the sun transition.
yeah, oh yeah, right, because yeah, because you can't tell time
Yeah.
by the sun setting, right?
No. This way we know what time it is for
Yes,
sure.
yeah, she's got 2 hours. So then she's at the Charlie's place, right?
Yep. She
And
buzzes in. Earl sent me. Are you Charlie? And he's like, lose
yeah.
the hat. I can't see your face from my
He's
creepy cameras.
got like a legit setup there, you know, private guy who's doing stuff.
Yep.
And then,
And this scene lasts too long.
yeah, well, it was another one of those like, all right, you gonna go in full creeper here mode or are you not? Like
Right.
it was edging on the line of this guy being a creeper dude, but he
Yep.
like, so she walks in, he's like, Earl Cinch or whatever, and he's like, I'm gonna have to do a body check. And she's like, is that necessary? And you're like, okay,
just
this guy's
quick body check.
Yeah, this guy's being a creeper, right? Then it's
presumably
like
looking for a wire or something. I don't
know. Oh, like, yeah, I guess that's, yeah, maybe
he's doing illegal firearm sales. I don't know. Maybe.
Just get a wand. Beep, 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 you know?
Sure. A lot of options.
A lot of options, Charlie. So then
where's the fun in that, Russell?
So then he's sitting there on the couch and he's like counting the cash. He's in this like little garage, you got all these cool cars, and he's also an artist. Did you notice all the paintings in the background on the easels and stuff?
Did, yeah. Like, or was that his wife?
Oh, his dead wife. That's right.
Could be
spoilers.
Ex-late dead wife.
That's right. And she probably died. Well, she did the thing, and then they, yeah. Right. So he's sitting down and he's going on about tea. He's like, you want some tea?
Yeah.
She's like,
I'm
going to
fix you some tea.
I'm more of a coffee person, but my wife, she loves tea. So there's all sorts of kind of crazy tea. Hibiscus
all
tea.
All exotic flavors.
Like hibiscus. I got green tea. I got black tea. I got
shrimp tea.
I got lavender tea, chamomile. Like, dude.
And then he's like, Tracy's no longer with us. And then he like rips a huge vape cloud. He's like, what?
Why? Of course, Charlie vapes. Of course, Charlie vapes. Like,
what is this scene? Like,
I got peppermint tea. It's good. Is your stomach upset? Have a little peppermint tea. Settles it right down. Okay. Lemon tea. Dude, enough of the tea.
Yep. Not to pre-ameliorate, but like, not all of this. Just have her have a gun from the beginning. He's in the South. It's plausible.
Yes.
Okay, she has a gun. Cut that whole plot.
Yeah. You can have a permit down there. It's very easy, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Just show that you're capable and can write your name. Done. Yeah. Oh, boy.
We got Bourbonna, lemon Bourbonna tea. Right. Bourbonna, verbena, what do you say?
How do you say it up where you're from? Where you're from? You're from Phoenix. I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
He's like, well, my wife, she took a barrel of Glock, just like that one you're
just
buying.
Just like
there.
The one you got right there. Funny.
Put it in her mouth.
And kapooey, no more tea for her. Put it in her mouth like a cup of tea.
Hooey.
Hooey. Right to her head like some Earl Grey.
That's right. And apparently the ammo costs extra, so he's like trying to extort her for some extra cash, and you're like, all right, come on.
Yeah, well, it was like, it was just like, again, like, if you're going to make him creep, like, go all in on the creep mode here, right? And
Nope. They don't. Like, either keep it transactional or make it into a real scene. And they're, like, just trying to toe that line, and it doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's, like, a line of, like, oh, well, he's a creeper. I guess you could just shoot him. Just take the gun you bought from him and shoot him. Be like, yeah, dude, you got these paintings still here. Shoot him. Take one of his nice cars and go big over your daughter.
But they do, like, he's important to the plot here, because he's like, well, I'm not going to deprive a woman of carrying a piece, but like, who's the unlucky son of a bitch? They got it coming, right?
Right. Well, he also goes on, do you know how to use that thing? And
She's
like, yeah, I know. But yeah, who's you know,
who's got it coming? I can tell you're going to end someone.
Yeah,
are you sure?
It. Yeah.
Are you sure they got it coming? You know? Yeah. Yeah. He's a bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He watches MMA and does stupid punishment rules. So we got a road transition shot.
Yep. It's like POV driving for some reason.
Right. Like, what are we doing? And we're in a desert, and she's watching a video from our buddy there. Not our buddy. We're not friends with him, but the guy, YouTube guy who's got 4 million subscribers.
Mr. Glock. Yeah.
Mr. Glock himself. And how to shoot. She now has service again out in the desert. You either have it or you don't. Because if you come back and forth, then it's like,
anyway. Yeah. This whole scene drove me nuts too, because I was like, she's doing target practice in the desert after she watches this video, right?
Yeah.
First of all, she doesn't have time for this.
Nope. One.
One. Two, this is not at all like what shooting is like. Like, you don't, like, she's trying to hit a water bottle on a fence post like 30 feet away. Like, you don't have to do that. If you're going to murder this guy in his house or whatever, you're going to be right next to him.
Yeah. You're going to be less than, And she, I like, so she creeps forward. She's a terrible shot until she's like 5 feet away. I'm like, that's where you're going to be murdering somebody. Anyway. Like, you don't know what you're doing. You're not good. Like,
so frustrating. Like, and also stop wasting time. Like, you just go kill this guy. You only have a couple hours left.
It's literally for your daughter's life.
It doesn't make any sense.
You know, it's
speaking
a build
of killing people.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
You know, the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history took place in Texas back in 1900.
No, what happened?
Category 4 hurricane hit Galveston and killed more than 8,000 people.
Holy smokes.
Crazy, right?
That's an entire town's population. That's Tulia times two.
Yeah, the town I grew up in was like 8,000
Galveston?
people.
You didn't grow up in Galveston, did you?
That's right. No. Nope.
Not one bit.
Yeah, Galveston, New Hampshire.
famously Galveston, New Hampshire. Well, that's a great fun fact there. I love that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, so now we're creeping into the bad boyfriend's house, or the
yep.
couple's house here, right? And yep. she goes all like Navy SEAL Team 6 here, hopping fences, creeping in. She pulls up her mask like a Red Dead Redemption type of thing. She's ready to go in there.
There's like a bandana on her face.
Let's go.
Oh yeah, no one will recognize you from the super bright yellow hoodie that you've been wearing all day around town.
Very identifiable hat you have that says Arizona's got cool tea or something.
World's
like
greatest mom.
This is Arizona tea on it. That'd be funny. I got Arizona tea. Bet you like that one because you're from Arizona. I saw your ID. Mm-hmm. So then she's creeping around the house. She's like, creep, creep, creep. And they're taking a shower, you know, couple shower, which shower time's my time. No one's allowed in. Yeah. It's
no one's allowed in.
No, thank you. So they're showering, and I love how this guy has a moment of being nice to his girlfriend where he's like, these towels are wet.
I think that's kind of the thing. Yeah. Like, I think that's kind of a classic abuser thing. Like,
oh, it's like a compliment.
Can't
sandwich.
Have my baby drying off with a wet towel. Like, I'll go get you one. And you're like, oh.
So, yeah. And then, so he goes and he's walking down the hallway to go get a towel, and he comes back, and
she has a perfect shot. Twice.
Prime. And she's within her range, which is close.
5 feet.
5 feet.
Twice.
Twice. You're right there. Just, and this, we know this guy's a shithead. Take him down. Put him down. We don't need him around. Right?
Blew it. Yep.
So then she hides in the closet, in their closet in the bedroom, and she does like a little voyeuristic.
Get dressed?
I mean, I guess when you're in your closet, what else are you going to do, right? So
when in Rome.
I mean, so then they're getting dressed, and boyfriend's just being a dick again. He's like being a jerk too, and he's like, hey, girl, without order, what do we have? What are we without order?
Gross.
And I was like, come
animals?
On, dude.
We'll be animals, right? Jesus. You don't want to be an animal, do you, baby? No.
God damn it. So then he exits stage right, and we got Katrina in the closet. She's kind of crying a little bit because she's like right there. And then she's watching this girl, and the girl picks up scissors, and she's like, I could do it myself. And then she puts them down because, it's tough.
Yeah, because she's also not going to do it. She's not a monster like our hero, Katrina.
Or rattlesnakes.
Or rattlesnakes, right.
So then she steals the car keys because now she's got a plan. And the plan is to take his car keys, put him in his own truck, drive out to the desert.
What a silly plan.
Just
kill him in his house.
Yeah, kill him in his house and make it look like suicide. You and the girlfriend are like, all right, here's the deal. Suicide.
She's not going to say anything.
His gun.
Yeah.
He bought it from Charlie. It's an untracked gun because it's from Charlie, right? It's not,
right. You know. Exactly. So many options. So many options.
Right.
But instead, she like takes aim at him, and she's like, this is when we see the woman is fulfilling her punishment. She's supposed to be holding these dictionaries for half an hour, I guess.
So hold on. The buildup, though. Yeah, that's right.
Set the scene up. Yeah.
That's right. Because the buildup, though, is when you leave the bedroom, he's like, 30 minutes will do. Right. And you're like,
you got to finish your punishment.
I thought, I was like, 30 minutes. So what, like a TV show? And then we sneak out and he's watching UFC.
Mm-hmm.
But then you come around the corner and you're in the POV of Katrina, and you come around the corner and he's on the couch drinking his beers, watching his MMA. And on the right corner is Abby in her underwear holding two stacks of dictionaries standing on a box.
Yep. That's right.
What?
I think it's a South thing. Like, I feel like I've heard of like punishing kids like that, like in schools in the South and stuff. Like, it's old school.
It sounds about right. Yeah, hold the books, don't read them.
Hold these heavy books until you can't anymore.
That tracks. Yeah. So then she's like, "All right, I'm here. Let's go." And he's like, "All right." And she tosses
the beer
keys.
Down.
Put the beer down slowly.
Woman, get down. Man, get up.
Yep. Man, get up. Woman, get down. And here's your own
car.
How
do I get to the garage?
And there's a garage here. I assume there's a garage here. Like, you snuck out of the house. You saw the house. You saw it on Google Maps. You know that.
Yep.
Don't use Google if you're not going to use it right.
Right? Look at it. Look at a screenshot. Look at a street view. Give me a street view.
Street view. Do a little more scoping out. You got to kill someone. You got to do it right.
Yeah. Google hasn't sent a little car driving around the whole country for nothing, you know?
Yeah.
It's for your education.
So, so they're in the garage, and he boop, boop, starts the car. We get in, and we're driving now. And the girlfriend runs out, and she's just like, in her underwear. He's like, okay, see ya. Bye. So she saves. That's great. And then more driving.
Well, she Googles Tulia sunset again. That's, guess what? Still going to be at 5:37 p.m.
True. Yeah. Right.
Hasn't changed.
I was like, wouldn't that time be burned in your head if you're like, hey, this person you care about, your daughter, is going to die by this time? I'd be like, yeah, 5:37 p.m.
If you have one thing to do today,
I could tell you what time that is in Tokyo right now. Because right, like
ridiculous.
Why do you have to look that up again? It's for the audience. So, and then she Google Maps to the canyon, to a random canyon. I think the true hero in this is really Google.
The canyon? Oh, Google. Yeah.
Yeah, Google.
Well, the canyon's a character.
Right. Yes. God damn.
Just like New York.
Yeah. What did he say? No brainer. Oh, it's no brainer. No, you believe me. Believe you me. We're going out to New Mexico. What did he say? The director?
Oh, you better believe.
Yeah. You better believe we're going right to New Mexico.
Which is funny that we're giving him a southern accent because he's Australian.
Yeah, which is funny. Yeah. Anyways, so we have more time.
Anytime passage. You're shooting in Texas, you can think, hey, we're going to New Mexico.
That's not a beer. This is a beer. Forced this for beer.
You have a punch of roux.
You believe me. You believe me. You're shooting in Texas, you're going right to New Mexico. Well, that's the not
prestige.
Yeah. That's not a state. This is a state. All right. So then we are do a little time passing car driving out into the canyon. Now we're in the desert canyon.
Transition again.
Yeah. Another sand transition. Yeah. Desert kind of montage stuff. And then we're in, they park, right? And by the way, who buttons their flannel all the way up to the top? Do you do that? You don't do that, do you?
No. I got an extra button up here. Easy peasy.
You button all the way to the top. Yeah. You deserve, that's it. You're done, right?
You're going to get murdered.
You're going to get murdered. Like, just unbutton the top button, please.
Yeah. Maybe European style. I don't know.
And Europeans don't do that. Which? They're probably unbuttoned all the way down to the middle. They're like.
Speaking of Europe, did you know that Texas at 268,820 square miles is larger than any European country?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Something about it.
Okay. You got more of those?
Oh yeah, I got more.
Okay. Just a minute. Okay. So they park.
That's
and...
not the last one.
No, yeah. I didn't, yeah. Dr. Pepper here. So then she's like, get out of the car. Let's go. And he starts to peg, and then his nose starts running, and I couldn't focus on anything else but the snot running out of his nose. Do you see that little hanger?
Yeah, it was kind of gross.
I didn't know what he was saying, and I couldn't focus on anything else, but he had this little hanger run. I'm like, just
yeah, get back he's up basically just begging for his life. He's like, wait, but like I don't want to die. Like, I can get you money. I can get you anything you want. I don't want to die. Like, you're gonna shoot me if I get out of the truck. You're gonna shoot me. I know. I've done some bad things.
I'm gonna shoot you if you don't get out of the truck. How's that make you feel?
Yeah. Like, why didn't she just kill him all of the times and opportunities that she's?
Yeah, because her entire plan was to torch the car anyway. So just shoot him in the back of the head out in the middle of nowhere and torch the damn thing. Let's go. Come on.
Nope, but that's not how it's going to fly. He's crying. I don't want to die. And she's like, pull yourself together.
Yeah, and she gets a little too close, and that's when he pulls the old seat back move. Gotcha. Yep. The old recline. Which
they shoot. Then she like misfires the gun in the truck like three times.
Well, he's kind of holding it. And then,
so deaf.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, I think it would have popped the gun windows inside probably, a truck. Right? It wouldn't have popped the windows too, maybe, probably. From the pressure. Yeah. I don't know. We're no ridiculous gunmologists, but... Oh, yeah, they would have both been. That's what it should have done. The audio should have gone wee like that, too. Right. Done that effect of like
good directing, Russ. Right?
Would have been silence, and then that idea of struggling with the silence and like not being able to hear and also being out of sorts
would have been a way more interesting scene. I've seen that scene before anyway, but also it would have worked.
Would have worked. So yeah, they struggle a little bit for the gun. The gun falls on the floor, and he's like choking her, but then he just takes off. Did he, right? He just leaves and runs. Like,
which is smart. Well, because she gets the gun again. She gets possession of the gun, and then he's like, well, see you. And we know that she can't hit anything
more than 5 feet. Away. Right. So if greater than 6 feet, she ain't hitting it. So
no. So she's trying to follow him because he's running away, but she lost him. And the sun is still going down.
Time
believe it or not,
is ticking into the future.
Just keeps on ticking.
And she's just running through this nice laid out path in the canyon.
Yep.
Sun's going down. Can't find him. And I love how she gets like halfway through and she's like, where are you?
Yep.
Marco, Polo, like,
where are you, you piece of shit?
What a line. So then,
which, like, if I were that guy, I would have been halfway to Oklahoma by now.
I would have been halfway to New Mexico. Or already there.
Already there.
Yeah, already there. I think that's New Mexico's state motto.
Yeah. You know, I wish this took place in Brazoria County, Texas. Which
Why,
has,
is that?
This
is, Why is that?
Shout out to Thais. Brazoria County has more species of birds than any other comparable sized area in North America.
Wow.
Diversity of birds.
Yeah. That's amazing. Huh. Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew? I knew.
Yeah.
Now you do too.
You're not holding those books. You're reading them.
That's right. That's right. Punish me, daddy.
Damn it. All right. So then she comes across a hiker girl who was also in the news, by the way. There's a hiker girl. We forgot about that. She also got killed.
Australian. Yeah.
Australian. Yes. And she's sitting there taking a bunch of photos and she's like, gave you your best shot, Kat. And
well, you tried.
You know what you got to do. And then we get the moment of Kat looking at the gun. And I was like, here it is. She realizes.
Sun's going down still. This scene in itself takes like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Why? Doesn't need to.
Yeah. Nope, it doesn't. So
she looks down at the gun. She looks up at the sun. She looks down at the gun. She looks up at the sun. Australian woman is just like taking pictures like, yes. Show me your suffering.
Yes. All right now. Just use the gun on yourself, yeah? And then she was like, just make me promise that she'll be okay, the daughter. She's like, just make me promise the daughter. And the hiker woman's like, deal's a deal.
I'll be over, right?
Yeah, deal's fair. Fair is fair. So then she... Wow, this sequence was just funny. So she's sitting there like doing like, we cut the aspect ratio of the movie actually cuts like she's filming herself doing like a video like message to her daughter, right?
Well, and right before, like, it cuts to showing that it's 5:39 on the phone, which I was like,
which is,
I thought sunset was a 5:37. We're playing a little fast loose here.
It's time just keeps on ticking, you know?
Yep. She's making a video.
So she's making this video, right? And she's going on and on. I love you, and I just know that I did this right. Blah 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 blah. And then she like goes to like move around, and she like pans the camera up, and it over her shoulder, like above her, like at a cliff above, is the guy.
It was pretty funny.
And he just like throws a rock and hits her in the head. I was like, what?
Yeah, because she has like a long speech. Like it's the whole thing of like, I had to do what I had to do to keep you safe. I want you to remember me. Keep me close to your heart as best as you can. And don't let me fade. I love you so much, baby. And
you wrote the whole thing down. That's amazing.
I did write most of it. Yeah.
Okay. That's way too many notes.
Yeah. I told you, I wrote the whole, there's only 25 lines in the whole movie anyway.
That's true.
Wrote them all down.
So she gets caught. She gets kerplunked in the back of the head with a rock from shitty boyfriend over there and
knocked out. Which then it's bad for you.
Then we go to daughter vision, right? And we get like a mommy.
Yep.
And then daughter vision goes away, and then she's kind of like getting her, she's reorienting herself. She's like,
ugh. Which I was like, how long is this taking? Like the sun had already gone down. Like,
yeah, you don't just wake up from a concussion from a rock that like that's thrown at your head.
Right. Yeah, the deal's off. Like the daughter's dead for sure.
We're done.
Right.
Roll credits. So now
daughter at gunpoint.
Yeah, and what was his plan? Was he going to bring her to justice, or was he going to, like...
I think he wanted to kill her. I think he was just kind of like, just, you're crazy.
Well, get it over with. Like, she's already down. Just get it over with.
What's a lot of options.
Go get in your truck and drive away, or throw her off the cliff while she's passed out. I don't, like, come on.
But all his crying earlier, like, we know he's a coward, too. So
Neither
one of them wants to kill someone. They just like to be abusive.
Right. So he's like, hey, man, what you doing? And then she gets up and she pulls the green knife out and she goes to her own throat and is like about to like get going. And he's like, oh, man,
he's
like,
crazy. What are you doing?
You're crazy. So then he's like, man, this is crazy. I'm getting out of here. Or he's just like on the edge of a cliff here, of course. And then
our hero.
Guess who strikes back?
The rattlesnake.
Pew.
Yep.
Right in his leg, like, same spot.
Whoa.
With the wavy like
falls
arms
off a cliff.
whoop. His like feet are like, and he's like, woo. And yeah, he's down. Funny. Yeah, he's down. He's all banged up.
He like fell probably, I don't know, it's like 30, 40 feet, it looks like.
Yeah.
He's smashed up pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
And he fell flat on his back/head.
Yes.
Like he should 100% be
Be
dead,
dead.
but
Yes. Yeah. On rocks. No, he's like hanging on. He's like.
Yeah. And also, does that count? Like the rattlesnake killed him. Like she didn't.
Yeah, that would not count. That's why she's got to climb down now and do this. So now this is kind of annoying because then it's like she's got to get down there to finish him off. And she, this is like this tension building of like, oh, is she going to get down this cliff in time to like.
It takes so long.
It's like, really? This is how you're building tension is to watch her rock climb to.
Yeah. She like slips a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah. So he's barely alive, right? And she's like gonna go finish, you know, finish the job here. And he's like, "How you doing this?" Right? And then she leans in and completely out of character is like, she says like, she's like,
"Shh, it'll all be over soon."
Yeah, and it's like as if she's enjoying like, it all of a sudden. It's like, whoa, where did this turn of character? Like before, you were like, you couldn't put a pillow over old man who was dying. You couldn't like now all of a sudden you're like this.
Animals are friends, not food.
Yeah, right. Like now all of a sudden you're this killer. Like. Being all creepy. And I was also like, then she takes a knife and she goes right across his throat. And I was like, go like, get the gun and shoot him. At least that's a little more distance, right? It's a little less personal. Right. A knife to the throat? Holy shit. Yep.
Like they do have a little exchange where he's like, he's basically like, you're going to burn in hell, you fucking bitch. You do this, blah, blah, blah. And she's just like, we'll see.
You're like, what? What?
What?
Why all of a sudden you Rambo here with like these like kill lines? Like, what are you talking about?
Doesn't make any sense. By the way, super illegal to kill people, as we all know.
Yes, absolutely.
But you know what else is illegal in Texas? Lots of things, but milking someone else's cow.
That's illegal?
The fine won't exceed $10, but milking a cow that you don't own violates the Texas Penal Code because it's considered theft of personal property.
Don't milk other people's cows. Keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself. Quit milking other people.
That's just, that's the simple right there. Just keep your hands to yourself.
That's right.
All right. So she's cut his throat and he's bleeding out. He gone. He done. Right. And
he's dead. Yep.
Yeah.
He's
dead.
And the sun disappears.
Finally, at 6:12 at this point, which
way after the deadline.
Yeah. And then she's walking around and we get the shot from the trailer of her spotting the three wise men up on the cliff there. She starts to be spotting all the dead bodies, like the lawyer, the hiker, the trucker, the priest, and the little boy.
Last but not least,
sounds like a setup for it sounds like a really bad setup for a joke. So a priest, a lawyer, walk into a canyon. And we see the creepy lady, and she's like, "I've done my duty." And they give she doesn't they don't head nod, but I was kind of waiting for it, like an old western, like she's gonna now walk off into the sunset again because it's gonna be it's like the sunset was gonna re-sunset again. So then she torches the truck. She puts her bandana inside the gas tank there, does a little control.
And it explodes. Like outrageously.
I mean, yeah. Get at Michael Bay sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. They were like, all right, we got another 10 grand to spend on this movie. We're basically done.
Can we blow up the truck?
Can we blow up the truck?
Let's blow up the truck. Can we Michael Bay the shit out of that truck right now?
We haven't spent all the Netflix money yet.
And then I was like, well, what's her plan now? It's just to walk at night in the desert back to town,
which
she drove, I'm presumably miles from town to go do this.
Yep.
Do you know what likes to bite people in the middle of the night when they can't see where they're walking?
Rattlesnakes?
Yeah, let's go.
Yep. And then she gets a phone call from Tulia Hospital, right? She finds her car at their house because I guess she left her car at their house or something.
I don't know.
Doesn't ask any questions.
We're in
so many questions.
Car. Yeah. You spend all this like slow moments for all this other shit, but you don't just give this that moment.
The vehicle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. So anyway, so she's driving yet again because driving this is really a driving movie. It's a movie about driving.
Yep.
It's a Subaru rad.
Basically.
And so the hospital calls and they're like, hey, your daughter's fine. She's ready to go. Can you come pick her up? Because she's using up a bed right now for people who need it. They don't say that, but you can hear it. It's a subtext. Yeah, it's implied, right? Yep. And she's crying.
She's wondering where you are, and so are we.
Yeah. We've been calling for like the last hour. And she's crying, but she's happy, but she's crying, but she's happy.
Yep.
And then we get to the inn first, and she kind of cleans up. She puts a little Band-Aid on her neck. She cleans up a bit, right? And then we get to the hospital.
Mommy, they gave me ice cream.
Yep. And I was how about just pick the kid up and go? She's fine. Why are we hanging out in the hospital? And the daughter yet again is like, why are we? Can we go?
Yeah. What happened to your neck? Did it
Oh,
hurt?
wait. No, you know why they have to do this? Because you have to see the picture that the daughter drew of the mystery lady,
Right.
shadow lady. It's like,
Oh, what a payoff.
oh my God. So then we cut to the canyon again, and we got like this fast moving panning camera move across the canyon. It goes up to the sun setting again
That's right.
or rising.
I think the sun rising this time because it's like
Yes,
the
because it's
next
the
day
next
now.
day, right?
Yeah,
Okay, so it's
right.
rising, new day. Okay. And then we're at the end. They're packing up. She's texting mom. Mom, we'll be there
Yep.
soon. We're on our way. We're almost to Oklahoma.
I should have
And
called. I'm sorry.
we're back
Everything's
in.
fine now.
And we're back in the Subaru. Thank God for another car ride. I mean, I guess it's
Yep.
a road trip movie, really.
Yep. And what letter are we up to? H,
H
which
is
is for
for
hitchhiker.
hitchhiker.
But
Uh-oh.
also, H could be for helium, or at least the first part. HE is helium, right?
Right.
Which did you know that Texas is home to more than 40% of the helium used annually in the United States?
I did not know that.
Isn't that wild?
That is pretty wild.
Yeah, Amarillo, Texas holds more than 40% of the helium used every year.
Wow.
Nuts.
All right.
Just that one town.
Serves a purpose.
Don't know what they're doing there, but
Well,
helium
helium.
stuff.
They're just breathing
Yeah.
in, like doing funny stuff with their voices.
That's right. That's right. It's all clowns and they're all like.
They're all just huffing helium. What are you doing, man? The entire town.
Yep.
So what do you guys do with all this helium? Well, let me show
Well,
you. Let me show you. Let Oh my God.
me represent. Anyway,
So we're
this is a hitchhiker. That's the
yep,
point.
hitchhiker. And the hitchhiker, as we get closer, she recognizes the flannel buttoned all the way up to the top button, which is stupid. And she drives
Yep.
by and we get the glance in the this was in the trailer too, by the way.
That
This
guy she
exact
murdered.
shot. And
Right.
he turns and he looks and then yeah, the guy she killed.
Yep.
So she's
Yep.
always
And
gonna be
she's
haunted by this, I think is what they were saying, right?
shocked that her daughter can also see him. I think
Yeah.
she's going to be haunted by it for sure, but also I think it's like part of like the magic
Yeah.
of the town,
Do
right?
you
Like,
think you're kind of setting up a sequel too here where like they're now haunted by like these
oh,
this
maybe.
thing, right? And now like maybe the daughter will grow. No, that's a better movie already.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the daughter's like, we're on I. Come on, mommy, we're on I.
Your turn, mommy. We're up to
Yeah. That's an easy one, kid. It's
And
this meets
then
that.
that's
That's
right.
the I. That's your I right there. You should have been listening to the podcast the entire time and you would have learned to how to change a tire, to
That's
not
right.
go into a canyon. How to kill someone properly when you're trying to save your daughter, you know? If you
Yep. The
just
actual
listen to
last line of the movie is, it's this meets that. Credits.
credits. I think they
No,
cut
instead
that, but
it's stupider. It's just I credits.
credits.
Way dumber.
The last movie we did was had a pretty stupid one last line. I remember we were like, oh, because it was the Desperados. Remember, because it was like the
Yep.
date, and she came out, and she had the line like,
Yep.
"That's the last line of the movie."
Yep.
That's not even a
Why
line.
does this
She's
always happen? They always end up kissing some other man. Like,
we need
what?
to string these all together and put them into a like turn them into a script.
Yep.
And that's it. That's the end. That's the end of
Silly.
the movie.
What a silly, terrible movie.
Silly, silly movie.
Yeah. I think we ameliorated a lot as we went, but also,
Should we just should we just bring our thoughts together here?
yeah, I think so. For starters, this is a music video. 5 minutes. Make it 5 minutes in length. Make it like, put like, I don't know, Red Hot Chili Peppers in the background or something. Make it a 5 minute short. That's all I want. Nice and quick and easy, right?
On my way to Oklahoma, going through Texas. Yeah, I can see that being the Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Yep.
Yeah, I think time-wise it was fine. I don't know, like, I don't, yeah. Oh God, where to begin? Where to begin?
Give me more of the ghosts, like actual plot ghosts, though, because like the ones that they incorporate, like the priest, stupid. Like that didn't. Like at least the little boy was like, oh, he was there to like tell her to, keep on time, like you're running out here, and then like smash his face. Like there was a whole scene around the little boy, or like the lawyer, or the tire iron guy. Like there's a whole scene built around that. Free Sky, nothing. Like, flesh that out. If you have to make it this long, give me more ghosts and give me a little bit more about their stories and like.
I'm into that. I think you can, and it gives you a little more beef to the movie too. But you can do so. You could also use the kind of like a Sixth Sense type of thing, where you could use the ghosts as like characters in the movie that only she's seeing, right, and interacting with, and then like you can draw that out, and then they could like be fine and kind of maybe dive into like her backstory and the darkness or whatever she's going through with her husband, all that sort of stuff, right? But then like reveal that they're not there, and they kind of like play with her brain, her losing her mind, right? Like,
And, or give them more purpose. Like, are they there to help her or hurt her? Like, they're pretty neutral. Like, they don't do anything. They're kind of just like, you're running out of time. And like, that's pretty much it. It's like, make them there to hinder her, like, you know, like throw her off the scent or something like that. Or make them there to help her. Like, oh, well, you gotta get that soul. So that way you can save your person that you care about. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Give them a purpose. They were just kind of there.
Yeah, I agree. Just, they were just there just to be creepy. But they could have had a purpose, which would have made it a little more interesting. Cause then, so you could have got, you could pull a little more depth out of them, like their stories, and tie that to like her thing. And like,
If you're going to do a story about like an abusive boyfriend or whatever, like give that, give the woman more agency in that, like make her the star instead of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Make that part of her backstory is why she's leaving. Cause they don't get into that at all. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you could kind of, like assume that, but it's kind of a stretch because they don't talk about it at all.
Yeah, they don't. I guess you could assume it, but you can lean into a little bit more if you have the interactions with these entities. Totally. That could also be much more scarier too, right? It's not like it doesn't, like, it takes much. You don't have to like make up all this sort of shit. You can be psychologically creepy things going on, right?
Yep. Calling this a horror movie is a stretch.
What's that?
Calling this a horror movie is a stretch. Like, it's not very scary.
No, it's not. No. No, not one bit. Yeah, also having the rattlesnake be the... It's kind of stupid.
It is kind of stupid.
I mean, kicking it off is that, maybe. And you can get into a hole. If you're really influenced by Stephen King, by the way, you make all of these things the devil or of some sort, taking different shape or form, right? Because that's what he likes doing that, right?
Yep.
Anyways, all these things, like, he does that all the time. Is the snake actually good or bad? Like, all of a sudden at the end, I'm like, wait, the rattlesnake helped her. So, like...
Right. And that's where I was like... Are they on her side? Do they want her to succeed?
Or is the rattlesnake a goat? Is the rattlesnake dead? like what is there, or is the rattlesnake just existing and it just happened to be there at the end too, which was just a weak roundup.
Silly.
I think in their head, he was like, this is clever. And it's like, no, because it's just.
No, it ain't.
It's helping her to not, you know what it is? It's helping her not having to deal with, you know, killing someone, where like this guy gets bit and he falls and he's already pretty much dead, right? So it helps her not have to maybe grieve as much with like having to deal with like killing someone, which the whole movie is her having this hard time of taking a life. Well, then
Have a hard time with it.
Yeah.
Don't just like turn into a psycho killer.
Yeah. I don't like lean in and be like, shh, this will all be over soon. Don't worry. Shh, I'm going to wear your skin later. Like, what the what was that? Where'd that come from?
Left field.
Okay. Well, I think we ameliorated the shit out of that.
Yeah. Enough said.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Might as well.
Well, thanks for listening. That's it. That's it for Rattlesnake. We'll be back with another movie, another time next week. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram and subscribe wherever you're listening to us, and share with a friend.
Or share with a stranger. Leave us a review. 5 stars would be nice. Maybe a comment, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're allowed to do that. Or if you want to give us long form feedback, you're feeling a little old fashioned, you can send us an email. It's justmeetside@gmail.com. We'll read them in the trailer trash like we always do. Or go to the website. I implore you. There's so much on the website, so much content.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just sling intent left and right.
Ugh,
you can find info on Russ's Book Host, wherever you buy books. Buy a t-shirt from ITMT. It helps support the pod. It's the most direct way that you can support us.
Yep.
Listen to old episodes. We're coming up on 300 faster than I think we thought we would, right? Like, it's only been 4 or 5 years. However long we've been doing podcasting.
I don't even know, man. I don't. Does time even mean anything anymore? What is time?
No, I think we're 3.5 years-ish at the moment, right?
Yeah, because it's 2020. Yeah.
I think so, yeah. But either way, all that stuff lives at the website. It's thismeetsthat.com. Check it out.